Hello, and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of us when we get older? How do we deal with it? How do we get answers to questions? How do we have a plan? How do we do all of the stuff that we need to do? How do we decide who's going to take care of me or mom or dad? How are we going to pay for it? I'll talk about that in a little bit. Just lots of stuff to talk about. As always, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County that allows me to prepare legal documents at your request. I'm not securities licensed, and I probably could, but I'm not going to try to reboot your phone. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or other advice, even though quite often it's good advice. But it's my opinion only. Okay, lots of stuff to talk about, as always. I don't even know where to begin. But I want to begin with two stories. And in the second half of the hour, stick around, those of you that are vets, because I'm going to be talking about VA benefits. Let me back up. Before I get to my two stories, there's a couple ways to contact me. One is my phone number. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Take a second, write it down. Okay, there you go. Gave me a chance to get a drink. You can go to my website, my webpage, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can look for my commercials on Channel 10. And when you get to my website, you can look at interviews, you can read articles, you can get information, you can send me an email, you can sign up for a workshop, you can sign up for an appointment. So go to assetsandaging.com. There's lots of information there. I've got a workshop coming up on the 1st. If you're getting older, or you're a vet, or you're the surviving spouse of a vet, or you know somebody that's getting older, you need to be there. Because 99% of what you read is junk. 99% of what you hear is junk. I'm going to talk to you about some of that today. If you want a chance to hear how this all works and how you figure it out, then you need to be at my workshop. It's free. It's on April Fool's Day. No fooling. It's April Fool's Day, April the 1st. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza right here in Sacramento. If you want to come to that, it's free. I keep wanting to charge, but I keep deciding to do it for free because I want people to come. I just want people to come. I think it's important that people come. So, Saturday, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, Crown Plaza Hotel, that's by Madison and 80. If you email me, I'll send you a ticket. If you call me, I'll give you directions. But you're going to want to be there. Otherwise, you're going to wind up the victim. And I've had at least 6 victims in my office in the last 2 or 3 weeks. People, because of bad information or incorrect information. I was in a house today, while I'm actually doing this show for Sunday, okay? Today, in which they've already spent almost $80,000 paying for a nursing home that they didn't have to pay for. And by the way, they went to somebody, they went to an attorney who told them there was nothing they can do, and in fact, who screamed at them and told them that if they didn't tell the truth, they were going to jail. There's a lot of stuff floating around out there, folks, that isn't true. So if you haven't been to one of my workshops, even if you haven't been and you haven't been for a while, I'm going to talk in depth about veterans benefits. I'm going to talk in depth about long-term care planning. I'm going to talk about how you can access government benefits to pay for a nursing home, in some cases to pay for assisted living. How you can get VA benefits that'll help you pay for assisted living or boarding care or home care, maybe even by a family member. We're going to talk about all those things on the 1st of April at the Crowne Plaza. I keep wanting to call it the Holiday Inn. For those of you that have been around for a while, it was a Holiday Inn. Used to have an airplane out front, if you remember. So at the Crowne Plaza, it's Madison and 80, right here in Sacramento. You can call me, you can email me, call me at 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can email me, and I will send you a ticket. You can sign up. Okay. I want to tell two quick stories. I'm going to tell more stories, but I want to tell two quick stories. Actually, I'm going to tell three quick stories. I just reminded me. I'm going to tell three quick stories. So somebody came in last week. They've heard the radio show. They went to one of my seminars. Went to one of my workshops. They've been there. Heard all the information. Came in, left his wife at home. That happens a lot. Okay, guys are going to go check it out first. Guess who cares the most about this? Wives, because they're the caregivers. So he came in. And we talked, and he had no documents, no trust, no powers of attorney, no nothing. And we talked a little bit, and he said, well, gee, I really think I should do a trust and powers of attorney. I said, that's going to be a really good thing, because, you know, in the absence of those, if you go bonkers, nobody can make decisions for you. So we talked about it in general terms, and he said, well, I'm going to go home. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This was about a week ago. I said, I'm going to go home and talk to my wife and see if it's okay with her. I said, who sent you here? He said, well, my wife thought this was important. I said, okay. I want you to do me a favor. First of all, you'll never come back. And he hasn't come back. I said, you'll never come back because nobody ever comes back because they're going to go home and think about it. So I asked him politely. I said, what's it? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, what's it? You're going to go home and think about it. So what's it? Are you going to think about its color? Are you going to think about its... temperature? Are you going to think about what things are you going to think about it? And he couldn't answer me. So I politely said, I think you should go home and think about it. But I'll never see you again. And the odds are you'll be back here 2 or 3 years from now when something bad happens to you, or your wife will be back here and you still will have done nothing. So he left. That's fine. I haven't heard from him. The second person came in. Also a guy came in without his wife, said, you know, I don't have anything, went to your seminar, we don't have any powers of attorney, we don't have anything. I said, well, then who makes medical decisions for you? Who can deal with your bank account? Who can deal? He said, I know, we have to get those. So I said, okay, I can do those. And I said what I wanted to do and what he wanted to do. And I said, I can do what you want to do. And I told him what the cost was. It was nominal. And he said, okay, I need to go home and talk to my wife, and we need to think about it. You can already see this coming, can't you? Because I've been asking this question for a long time. What's it? Well, what do you mean, what's it? Is it male or female? Is what male or female? It. Well, I don't understand. Well, you're going to go home and think about it. What's it? And that's what a lot of you have been doing who've been listening to this show for 15 years is, you know, one of these days I got to go see Bob, but I got to think about it first. And I want you to ask yourself the question, what's it? What's it? Well, what is this it of which we speak? Your mom's getting older, so what is it you're going to think about? That she's not going to get older? Your husband has dementia. So what's the it you're going to think about? That he's not going to have dementia, or that it's going to go? What's the it? The it is the third option. The third option. And there is no third option. The options are two. Ignore it or do something about it. Ignore it or do something about it. You found out you have cancer. You can ignore it, or you can do something about it. There may be different choices, but you're going to do something about it. You have a bad kidney. I had a bad kidney. You can ignore it, or you can have it taken out. I chose to not ignore it. I chose to take it out, which was a good thing. The same thing is true with this. A lot of you have been thinking about it. Well, I'm going to ask you what the it is. What fantasy are you applying the it to? The fantasy that you're not going to get older? That your mom's not going to get worse? That your dad's dementia is not going to get worse? That your 90-year-old mother, if she doesn't die, is going to become 92 and more frail than she is today? What's the it that you're not dealing with? And you're looking for the third answer. And there is no third answer. Everybody thinks there's some secret way of dealing with this. No, there's not. It's straightforward. There's different ways of dealing with it, but they're not secret. There must be a secret vaccine. They're just not telling us about the secret. Do you think if somebody had the secret vaccine that would cure the common cold, it wouldn't be out tomorrow? Are you kidding me? There is no it, folks. It is the ramblings of someone who wants to ignore the problem. So when you hear somebody say, well, I want to go think about it. People go look at a car and they'll go home and say, I want to think about it. I would ask them, what's the it? Well, what do you mean, what's the it? We're thinking about the car. Well, what are you thinking about? Is it the price? Is it the color? Do you want power windows? Do you want air conditioning? Do you want a stereo? Do you want an engine in it? What's the it? The it is non-definitive, which means we never have to make a choice about anything because we just get to think about it. So I want to encourage you, if you've been thinking about it for however many years, I want you to listen to my third story. I just came from my third story. Third story is a parent in a nursing home. $10,000 a month. The child has already gone through $70,000 or $80,000. Was told they couldn't do anything about it. Had an attorney scream at them that they couldn't do anything about it. I can do something about it. But they've been thinking about it for a very, very, very long time. And there is no it. Finally, talk to somebody who said, talk to this guy, talk to me, and I'm going to be able to help them. But there is no, they've stopped thinking about it, and they've actually started to do something, and as a result, they're going to start saving $10,000 a month. Their bill is going to go from $10,000 a month to $900 a month. That's the reality of stopping talking about it. You can do something about this, but you have to actually take a step forward. My first recommendation to you is to call me and get in to see me. If you can't do that, then write it on your calendar, make a reservation, and get to the workshop on the 1st of April. At the Crown Plaza in Sacramento. If you haven't been for 3 or 4 years, you should come again. But you should get there. You should make a difference. You should make sure that you're not just asking about it, that you have concrete information with which to make a decision. You know, in the last several days, I've read so much stuff on Medi-Cal and what it's doing and the budget. I just read, listen to this one. I just read, I don't know how many pages this is. You should read this. It's 21 pages long. It's an analysis of the Medi-Cal budget in the state of California by the Legislative Analyst's Office. It's eye-opening. Do you know how much money we spend on Medi-Cal in California? Remember, there's almost 14 million people on Medi-Cal. Only 85,000 of them are in a nursing home on Medi-Cal. So the other 13.5 million are getting Medi-Cal for some other purpose. The Medi-Cal budget for fiscal year 17 and 18 will be $100 billion. The deficit will be $2 billion. That deficit will rise to between $5 and $9 billion just on Medi-Cal alone, because the feds are going to stop paying so much money. Remember, this is completely taxpayer subsidized. It's really not long-term care insurance. You paid into that for 50 years. I mean, long-term care Medi-Cal. A completely different program. There are lots of changes coming. They're going to impact IHSS workers. They're going to impact in-home support Medi-Cal. They're going to impact assisted living Medi-Cal. It's going to impact all kinds of things. So how are you going to stay current? You can listen to this show, but for the tools so that you can apply what's going to happen to your life and the life of your loved ones happens in that workshop. And if you haven't been there, you need to get on the phone now or during the break, which is about 10 minutes from now, and you need to get on the phone, call me, and get going with this stuff. If you're dealing with a parent with dementia or beginning to fail, or a partner or a spouse or whoever it is, you know, I'm going to refer you to an article that you all should go read. First of all, everybody should read a book called Being Mortal, B-E-I-N-G-M-O-R-T-A-L. If you read Being Mortal, you would be in my office tomorrow. Go buy it. Buy it today. Being Mortal, B-E-I-N-G-M-O-R-T-A-L. Don't worry about the author's name. Just, you can buy the book. Okay? But on top of that, I'm rooting around looking for something the other day, and I found a newspaper that's the International New York Times, and it's from May the 4th, 2016. May the 4th, 2016. And it's, I only have part three. I don't know what I did with part one and part two, but it's two full pages long. And the name of the article is Fraying at the Edges in Search of Progress. It's a three-part article on Alzheimer's. If you read it, you would be in to see me tomorrow, because you would get what really happens. You would get that there is no cure. There's no cure in sight. It gets better. I mean, it gets worse. It doesn't get better. You would get that from diagnosis to death is an average of 8 years. It's a long time, folks. You would get that it's the number three or four cause of death in America, somewhere in that neighborhood. Go Google the International New York Times, the international edition of the New York Times, from May 4th, 2016, and find parts 1, 2, and 3 of Fraying, F-R-A-Y-I-N-G, at the edges. I just found this the other day. I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to print out the whole thing. It'll probably be 20 pages long when I print it out, but I want to read the entire thing. I'm going to a conference on Alzheimer's tonight. While I'm recording this, I'm going tonight. And what I expect to hear is the same stuff I've been hearing for 10 years. It's going to be the same stuff I've been listening to for 10 years. That's my guess. That's going to be my best guess. And it's going to be, we're trying, stuff is happening, but as of right now, there is no cure, and it's going to get harder and harder and harder, and it's going to get more expensive and more expensive and more expensive to deal with. That's just the reality of dementia. And remember, Alzheimer's is one of only 10 now kinds of dementia. And by the way, dementia isn't the only thing that puts somebody or causes somebody to need care. General frailty, a broken hip, a stroke, a heart attack, MS, Parkinson's, ALS, just getting older and my body doesn't work. And you will learn that there's going to be less and less and less money to help take care of seniors. You don't think so? Well, let me give you a for instance. The state of California, we don't have a teacher shortage in California, by the way. They're trying to make it sound like one. This is a pay on to the unions. But California, some legislators are proposing that teachers in California would not have to pay state income tax. Now, that's about a $2 billion hit to the budget. Well, where's that going to be made up? Where's that going to be made up? I don't know. You tell me. Where's that going to be made up? And districts are already running deficits, which are going to have to be made up. So who do you think will suffer at the end of the day? Who doesn't go to school? Seniors. So you have to pay attention to what's going on with the budget. You have to pay attention to what's going on with legislation in Washington and in California and trends and costs and all of that kind of stuff. And that's why you get to the workshop. Because at the workshop, we're going to lay out at least an outline, a matrix for you to operate in and begin to say, oh, okay, here's what I need to do to make sure that I'm not like the family I went to see today where they're already out $80,000 that they can't get back because they got bad advice when mom went into a nursing home. It's imperative that you stay informed more than ever. New VA rules are going to come out next year. New Medi-Cal rules are going to come out anytime. They've already been passed. They just haven't been implemented. So more and more and more, it's going to become important as to what you do and how you do it and who you do it with and where you get your information. 800-999-8007. I can help. I can make a difference in the life of your parent or you or your family when it comes to planning for the ravages and the expense of long-term care. I have a plan. I don't know what it is for your life, but there is one. I can make it happen. I can make it better. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. It's a simple number. Even I can remember it. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website. Write this down. Well, not if you're driving. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, .com. You can access it from your phone, from your iPad, from your computer, from whatever it is. Assetsandaging.com. When you go there, you can sign up for my newsletter. You can sign up. You can listen to my podcasts and radio shows, which are archived there. You can look at articles that have been written about me or interviews I've just done. You can do all of those things. In addition, you can sign up for my upcoming workshop. You can send me a question, or you can sign up for an appointment. But at the end of the day, there's an answer for what's going to happen or is happening to you and your family. You don't have to think about it. You can't think about it. It is an intangible. I want to give you specific things that you can think about and make decisions about and implement that will make your life better, the life of your family better, your mom better, and could save you literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It can be done. It's done every day, and you can do it. You just have to do it. You can't think about it. You have to do it. See how that clever change there? 800-999-8007. When I come back, I'm going to take a little break here in about a minute. When I come back, we're going to spend the second part of the show talking about vets and VA benefits and a couple other things. But I want to spend some time talking about vets. So if you're a vet, You know a vet. You're the surviving spouse of a vet. You love a vet. I love vets. Then you're going to want to tune in during the next half hour, or after the break, the next half hour, because we're going to talk almost exclusively about vets and veterans benefits and all that good stuff. So we're going to take a little break. You can go get a little something to drink. You can make a phone call during the break. Call me. Get a reservation for the workshop. Get in to see me. Ask me a question, whatever it is you need. But take the time to begin the process to make a difference in your family's life. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break here for 3 or 4 minutes, the news and the traffic and the weather, and we'll be back in just a second right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go too far. More to talk about. Back in just a second. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. In fact, we are the Walmart on the issues of aging. We cover it all. Whatever you need, we have it. Maybe not at the discount prices, but we have it. We have it in abundance. So welcome back to the show. We've been talking about long-term care issues. We're always talking about long-term care issues. What happens to us when we get older? How do we take care of mom and dad? I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Again, my contact information. My office is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, Assets and Aging, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com. Okay, you can go to all of those places and you can find whatever you're looking for when it comes to the issues of aging. I encourage you to sign up for my workshop, which is coming up on the 1st of April. If you listen to the first half of the show, that will make sense to you, but you really need to get to the workshop. There's so much to talk about, so much happening, and we will be talking about veterans benefits some. I'm going to be talking about that now for the next remainder of the show, but you should get to the workshop on the 1st, and you can do that by calling me. You can go to my website. Again, or just call me at 800-999-8007 and leave me your name and information, and I'll get you signed up. What else? That'll do it. So anyhow, I want to talk about a little bit about VA benefits, and there's two basic kinds. I am not a vet, okay. Never was a vet. Never got my number. Never got pulled. I was in the draft, but never got pulled. I know lots of vets. My best friend is a vet. I know lots of vets. I have lots of clients who are vets. I've served on veterans boards for the state. I love everything about vets, okay? Vets are a great group of people. I am thrilled to have known them. I support them, and everything about them deserves support. They don't deserve what's happening to them now. At hospitals and other places in the VA, they just simply don't deserve that, but that's what's happening. Anyhow, let's talk a little bit about veterans benefits. Okay? I want to talk about, there's two basic kinds of benefits with the VA. Service-connected and non-service connected. Service-connected benefits, and I'm going to talk a little bit about both. Service-connected benefits are benefits that you get as a result of something that happened to you while you were in the service. You fell off the roof while you were cleaning it and you broke your leg or broke a hip. You did that while you were in the service. You got shot. You got run over by a tank. You know, you're deaf from standing next to a 105 all day long firing it. Or tanks. It's something to do. You're disabled. You have a disability because of your time in the service. That's a service-connected benefit. One of those I want to spend some time on. And then we're going to get to non-service-connected benefits in a little bit. The one I want to spend a little time on is one called Agent Orange. Agent Orange, I believe its chemical name, it was used as an herbicide by farmers, was 2,4-D, I believe. It's commonly called Agent Orange, and it was an herbicide, defoliant. It killed plants. Anybody who was in Vietnam knows about it. One of my friends who was in the field, got it dumped on them all the time. Airplanes flew through the stuff. It was used everywhere. Well, and Agent Orange, a little known fact, Agent Orange was also used in the DMZ in Korea. So vets who were in the DMZ in Korea were exposed to Agent Orange. Right now, I'm looking at the list on my phone. I called this up while I was doing the show. Here are the diseases currently that are presumptive disabilities as a result of Agent Orange. First of all, let me say this. If you were in the military anywhere and you have ALS, it is a presumptive disability, service-connected disability, if you have ALS and you were in the military. I don't care where you were. It's a presumptive disability. It is. Agent Orange, listen to the diseases that are presumed to have been caused by Agent Orange. Okay. AL amyloidosis, chronic B-cell leukemia. If you have any of these diseases and you were in Vietnam, we'll talk more about it in a minute, you should be calling me. Chloracne, diabetes type 2, Hodgkin's disease, ischemic heart disease. That's a disease characterized by a reduced supply of blood to the heart that leads to chest pain. Multiple myeloma, which is a form of cancer. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is another form of cancer. Parkinson's disease. Peripheral neuropathy. Porphyria. Prostate cancer. Respiratory cancers, including lung cancer, cancer of the larynx, the trachea, some forms of bronchitis, and soft tissue sarcomas, which is another form of cancer. Those are the illnesses that are currently linked to Agent Orange. Well, Bob, I never had Agent Orange dumped on me. Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute. But if you were a vet, and if you served in Vietnam, now, Bob, I was never in combat. Were you in Vietnam? Yeah, then you were considered exposed to Agent Orange. Did you serve at the B-52 bases or the air bases in Thailand? You are considered exposed to Agent Orange. Were you transiting through Saigon to somewhere else and you got off the airplane in Saigon and you used the bathroom and got back on the airplane? You are presumed to have been exposed to Agent Orange, which can lead to up to 100% service-connected disability pension. Well, Bob, my records got lost. There's ways to deal with that. Bob, I don't like talking about it. Well, then don't. But it's a benefit to which you are entitled. Yeah, so if you were in Vietnam, if you were on a blue water, in certain ships, you can go to the VA website, va.gov, and you can look up the names of the blue water ships. Certain, by the way, certain children with birth defects as a result of being a child of someone who served in Vietnam may also be eligible for VA benefits. Okay? And again, there are certain ships, and if you go to the VA website and you were in the Blue Water Navy and you were on those ships, you were exposed to Agent Orange. Why? Because airplanes flew through the Agent Orange, and then what happened to them? They went back onto the aircraft carriers or helicopter carriers or whatever it was offshore. It's important, and also survivors' benefits of people who died from an Agent Orange-related disease may be eligible for benefits. Some of the gray water Navy guys, the guys that went up the rivers, are eligible for Agent Orange benefits, or may be eligible depending on the diseases they have. My point is, there are a lot of people who are eligible for Agent Orange benefits and don't know about it. Because in their mind, they were never on the front line, they never carried a weapon, they were in Thailand, they were just transiting through Vietnam, and so they're not eligible, and it's not true. It's simply not true. So if you were in Vietnam, I don't care where you were in Vietnam. If you were in Vietnam, it is presumed that you were exposed to Agent Orange. If you were on certain ships in the Blue Water Navy during Vietnam, you were exposed to Agent Orange. Gray Water Navy, certain people in Thailand who were at Air Force bases where planes came to be cleaned and loaded with Agent Orange. Or bombers, B-52 crews who flew through Agent Orange on their way to and from Vietnam, and so on, are maybe eligible for Agent Orange benefits. It's really important that you begin to understand what your rights are and what benefits are available to you if you're a vet. Okay, now I want to go. So that's service connected. Oh, one other service connected. If you were exposed to an above-ground radiation atomic test, you were exposed to radiation, and there is a special fund for veterans and some civilians, but in this case we're talking about veterans, who were exposed to above-ground radiation as a result of an atomic above-ground atomic test. If that happened to you, you may be eligible for benefits. It's really, really important that you understand what's available to you. If you're a vet, you may be eligible because of Agent Orange or above ground atomic test, you may be eligible for up to 100% service connected disability. Now, let's talk about non-service connected benefits. And I'm not talking about pensions here. If you were in 20 years, you retired, you got your pension, your wife gets your pension, or whoever gets your pension, and life goes on. I'm talking about a non-service connected benefit that has nothing to do with your pension, or whether or not you were wounded, or whether you were ever actually in combat. And the one I want to spend a little time talking about is called aid in attendance. And there's a lot of misinformation about aid in attendance. I'm not an accredited VA agent. Most people aren't. Yeah, and a lot of the attorneys who are accredited VA agents become accredited VA agents just because they're attorneys. They don't have to do anything. They just have to be an attorney. So there's a lot of misinformation. There are phony nonprofits that are that claim to be advocates for veterans when in fact they're really insurance agencies. There's all kinds of stuff floating around out there when it comes to aid and attendance. There are people in cahoots who get paid by assisted living facilities for writing aid and attendance benefits for the people in the facilities, and then the facilities benefit from that, and the people, anyhow, there's all kinds of stuff going on. But let me talk in general about what aid and attendance is. It's a non-service-connected benefit. It's a benefit to help people pay for care. And that care can take place at home, or in assisted living, or in a boarding care, or in a memory unit. It does not pay for nursing homes. That's Medi-Cal. That's a subject for another day. There are four basic rules. They're basic. Remember, everything we talk about here is my opinion only. So they're not applicable in every case, but there's four basic rules to getting aid and attendance. Rule number one, there has to be a veteran involved, and that veteran has to have served in the military, including the Coast Guard, for, and in some cases, the Merchant Marine, for 90 consecutive days. So you have to have 90 consecutive days of active duty. One of those days has to have taken place during a time of war. Notice I didn't say you had to be at war. You didn't have to be on the front lines. You didn't have to be in Korea or in the Pacific or in Vietnam or wherever. One of the 90 days happened during a time of war. And those time periods, you can go to the VA website and look up. I'm not going to give them all to you, but they're very specific times. And then the third thing is other than dishonorable discharge. So basically, you have to have had an honorable discharge. Those are the three basic rules. 90 days continuous active duty, one day during a time of war, other than dishonorable discharge. But here's the fourth rule. And it's not really a rule. It's just how it works. You have to be spending more on care than you get in income. So let me give you a quick example. Mom and dad make $4,000 a month. Dad was in the military. He was in Korea. He didn't go, but maybe he was in Korea. He served during the Korean War or World War II or Vietnam, whatever. And mom and dad make $4,000. Dad was in 90 consecutive days. He got an honorable discharge, and one of the days was during the Korean War. I'm just using that as an example. Mom and dad can't stay at home. Mom and dad can't stay home anymore. They need to move to assisted living. They want to be together, and dad is getting more frail. So they move to assisted living, and assisted living is $5,000 a month. They just met all the criteria because their cost of care, again, these are general examples, folks. Their cost of care now exceeds their income, and they met all the other rules. So mom and dad would be eligible for a little over $2,000 a month from the VA tax-free. That's a pretty good deal. So not only did mom and dad pay the full cost of the assisted living, which was $5,000 a month, they got $1,000 a month left over to go buy peanut butter or whatever they want to do. Now, there are also some asset limits and stuff like that. Those are relatively easy to deal with. But that's a pretty good benefit to know about. Now, what happens if dad dies? Mom is also eligible for the same benefit. It's less money. It's about $1,150 a month. It changes every year. Don't worry about it. But she, as long as dad was in at 90 days active, one day during a time of war, other than dishonorable discharge, mom might qualify for the same benefit. It's less money. And here's the really good, cool thing about this. For in-home care, if there's a care contract in place, the care can be provided by a relative. It could be provided by a child or a grandchild. So if that grandchild moves in, they can get paid, and mom and dad can qualify for aid. Mom or dad, or mom and dad, can qualify for aid and attendance. Now, there are other rules and other things. I'm not trying to go into every gory detail here. I want you to get the larger picture. That if you're a vet or the surviving spouse of a vet, there may be a benefit that would help pay for you or for whoever it is, for your the vet or the surviving spouse of the vet, to help pay for care at home or in assisted living or a board and care or a memory unit. Remember, memory units are not nursing homes, they're assisted living. All of this is possible. All of it. You just have to get informed. It's another reason why you should come to the workshop. The workshop is on April the 1st at 10 in the morning. It's free. It's at the Crown Plaza here in Sacramento. You can make reservations by calling my office, 800-999-8007, or you can go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com, scroll down a little, and sign up. I'm going to be talking about this. I'm going to be talking about it. I think it's a good thing. I think it's important to know what's out there, whether it's Medi-Cal for nursing homes or VA benefits for assisted living or home care or Medi-Cal for in-home care or Medi-Cal in some cases that'll help pay for assisted living. I think it's important you know that those things are available. Don't you? I do. I think it's important to know because if you know, you're not going to, number one, you're not going to be ignorant. That's always a good thing. And therefore, as I was talking about in the first half of the hour, spend $80,000 on a nursing home that you didn't have to spend. That would be good. But more importantly, you can then have the tools to make well-thought-out, reasoned decisions. I spend almost all of my time with families helping them figure out what's the right decision in their circumstance. Not their neighbor, not their Uncle Bruno who went through this somewhere, you know. I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said, well, I had to do this with my mother, and we did all of this and this. And I said, how long ago was that? And he said, well, that was like 6 years ago. I said, well, the rules were different. Secondly, your mother was single, and you're now doing it with your spouse, and you're married. It's a different set of circumstance. Oh, yeah. Every circumstance is unique. Wouldn't it be nice for you to have the tools in your bag, in your quiver of arrows, so that you can make the wise decisions that you're going to be prepared to make the decisions that you may not have to make today, but you may have to make 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 8 years from now, whatever it is. You're going to have to decide what those are. I can't tell you what they are. You're going to have to decide. 800-999-8007. You have to be prepared for this. If you're going to think about it, you have to define what it is. And then you're going to have to make hard decisions about what that it is. Is that it? How am I going to take care of mom? How do I access government benefits? How do I get the things that I'm entitled to? I didn't even know about this Agent Orange thing. How does that work? I can't tell you how many people have walked into my office when it comes to Medi-Cal or VA benefits and say, I went to the websites. I have no idea what they're talking about. Or I got information that doesn't make any sense. The VA website's okay. Medi-Cal website it doesn't even begin to explain because there's so many programs in Medi-Cal. There's no way they can explain. I just filed a Medi-Cal application in a county and they sent me back the application for food stamps for CalFresh. Well, duh, I'm not applying for CalFresh, which is food stamps. I'm applying for long-term care Medi-Cal. So how many people, if I wasn't doing it, would get the application back in the mail, fill it out, and then figure out why they got denied at the end? Because it's the wrong program. It's always good to be educated. And education always costs money. In this case, the initial education is free because there's no charge for the workshop. I think that's a good thing. So if you care about being prepared, knowing about what your options are, knowing about how Medi-Cal works, knowing about how it doesn't work, do I have to spend down? Are they going to take my house away? Is there a 3-year look back, a 5-year look back? Can I gift? Are they going to put me in jail? Are they, whatever it is you've heard, wouldn't it be nice to know the truth and the facts? If you're a vet, wouldn't it be nice to know what you're entitled to, or the surviving spouse of a vet, and how you can access those benefits? 800-999-8007. The show's going to be over here in about 50 seconds. So this is a good time to write down my number and my website. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Be informed, be wise, access the benefits to which you are entitled. Make wise decisions. Don't be one of those people who says, I'm going to think about it. Make decisions about things that are going to make your life better. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you here again next week. Bye-bye.